Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We start out Wednesday with the special Monday Night Impact show. This is hosted by my good friend, a brother, a mentor, Claudio Rossano. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, playing a little co-host and usually I'm producing it as well. So holding the fort down till Claudio comes in. And this is episode 12, spinoff of business. So we'll get into all that. And if you've listened to this show before, it's very inspirational. We break down character. We break down adversity, not giving up on anything, staying the course. And, you know, I heard a nice slogan the other day. It was basically more or less that you really feel, you know, everything caving in on you when you're that close to hitting your dream. But we'll get into all that. 347-205-9631 catches you live wherever you are in this country or in the world. Show goes by quick, so catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. And Claudio should be joining us in about 5 minutes, so as I keep the seat warm for him, just laying the whole thing down, what we'll be talking about and what we've talked about in the past. And, you know, because I think coming out of this pandemic now, and here is Claudio right now. Claudio, boy, he came running into this show, and we're just so blessed to have you. How are you, my friend, and how can people get a hold of you?
I'm good. You know, I do Lombardi time, which is 15 minutes early. Claudio's time is always trying to be about an hour early, so I apologize. I just got done with another show. But how can you get a hold of me? You can go to my website, ClaudioRossano.com, and you can listen to our shows. I have the Boxing Authorities television show on live.vivetv.network with Lucy Dupree Jr., Smoking Jim Frazier, and Steel City Sports World, who I just got done with, on PCTV 21, Comcast, PCTV 47, Verizon. But you can go to PCTV.org and catch the shows. And, of course, my YouTube channel on ClaudioRossano.com. So you can check me out on everything. You can go to my website. But everything's good. Everything's good.
Well, you know, just to jump on some of these people that are chiming in, we got about 45 already on here. And even on a special show, they still continue to follow us and jump in. Joe coming in from Peabody, Mass. He said, hey, Claudio's all over the place. And does he remember how Mike Breen got his start with the NBA? He was on Imus in the Morning. And somebody,
good.
I guess,
yeah,
heard that and opened up a door for Mike Breen. So, man, oh, man, you never know what's going to happen when people hear you out there. Joe from Peabody.
That's for sure. That's for sure. You just, hey, you have to be right one time, right?
Right. No, exactly. And, you know, when we basically opened up the show by saying, you know, this is episode 12. God, the weeks go by so quick when you keep doing these shows and just staying them consistent and everything. We're in episode 12, the spinoff of business. We talked about last week, and then we'll preview this Monday night, 6:50 p.m. Pittsburgh time, 3:50 p.m. Los Angeles time. But just to recap, for the first-time listener that's listening to this show, I basically said it's an inspirational, it'll build character, take you through adversity, and, you know, you don't give up on something, because usually when you're that close of hitting something, that's when the devil comes calling.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always talk about, I always tell the story about the girl who wanted to swim across the river in the fog at night. So she swims and she swims and she swims and she gives it her all. Then she says, I just can't do it anymore. I'm just done. So she waves her hand. The boat comes and picks her up. And she was only two strokes away from shore. So, you know, you just don't know. So, you know, as corny as it sounds, again, like they say, fall down six times, rise seven. And you're going to get rejections. We talked about that last week, but you have to overcome them. Yes, I got rejected. Okay, fine. Be upset for the day. All right, then tomorrow, start back anew. Dust yourself off, start back anew.
Yeah, Peter from Glen Falls, New York, chiming in. He said he knows all about that. You guys have a real good show. Listen to you religiously, he said. Great
Thank
to pick you.
You
up this week on Wednesday, and he's listening to us right now, and he basically says, you know, sometimes in life, and I like to know you guys' experience on this. You think you're going to hit something, and you basically almost count on it, and when it doesn't come, you kind of think, well, here I'm being tried here. Maybe I got to keep going. You know, I don't understand it because I thought I was the guy for that job. It's happened to me a couple times, but I know patience is a virtue. Peter from Glen Falls, New York, chiming in, man. I'm telling you, this is...
That's where Jim Duggan, the wrestler, was from, if I'm not mistaken. Glen Falls, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Yeah, no, you're right. Right up around there. I know that's upstate New York and Syracuse and Buffalo all up around there. But, yeah, that is a good thing. And I'll let you go first with the experience on that because I want to share something with you and Peter on that about, you know, when you think you have something and you're counting on it and, you know, it comes crashing down like a ton of bricks, but you just got to dust your boots and keep on going. But, boy, does it hurt.
Well, again, this is pretty much what we're talking about from last week. Dealing with rejection before we get into this week's subject about spinoff business. To use the story that I used last week, there was a girl that I was with for, parts of 5 years and, the relationship ended. Yes, I was heartbroken. I was devastated. I'm never going to get another. This was back in 87. I was 23 or 88 when we broke up. And I was devastated. And I said, I'm never going to find somebody again, right? And then, obviously I have a fantastic, beautiful, wonderful wife. She's my best friend. I have a beautiful, fantastic daughter. She's my best friend. And I look back on that relationship, and I saw that girl, nice girl. And we had a little conversation, and I said, thank God that didn't work out. And she's probably saying the same thing. I doubt it. But, I'm saying it. Thank God it didn't work out. But, I'm saying that, sometimes we want something so bad, and then we look back on it, we stand away from it, we say, you know what? I'm glad it didn't happen. So, that life is life can be tricky. So we just have to make sure that we don't, and this is something that I work on to this day, and that's not make decisions based on emotion. Clint Hurdle, the former Pirate manager, who's now an assistant GM in Colorado Rockies, terrific guy. I've talked to him often, not often, text and stuff like that. And how many times I've texted him and saying, he's had a lot of impact on me off the field. And I tell him a quote that he uses all the time, feelings aren't facts. And I thank him because so many times feelings aren't facts. And so that's something to put in your pocket.
Yeah. And, when you look at that I was counting on something, and I thought, maybe it's going to come second year doing with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Their podcast with the great Tarek Brock, the first base coach, and thinking, okay, last year maybe something will hit, during the off season, and maybe I could be a sideline reporter in Pittsburgh and be there right with you guys and everything, and you get your hopes high and everything, and I know we're in a COVID thing and everything, but it just didn't materialize and quite yet, so not on my time, it's on the big man's time, but you feel a little disheartened because you're thinking, well, this thing sounds great. It's going to open up a door. Now, the American League East teams come in. Man, you're trying to do a figure out these cities you could see and do. And when it doesn't come, it I don't want to say it shatters you, but it makes you look at things a lot closer. And I think what ends up happening with a lot of people, now we're getting a lot of comments here. We got Jill. We've got Bruce. Matt coming in from Visalia, California, and he throws a good one. He said, when your dream gets shattered, you just got to go back to what you were doing before, and that's the most disheartening thing because, if you're doing something you really don't want to do, but you got to pay your bills. But, wow, the comments
great,
keep coming.
He makes a great point. It is disappointing. And like I said last week, I had 147 rejection letters that I kept. Okay, and forgive me if I'm coming off as arrogant or whatever. I don't mean to. I'm extremely confident more so now than I was even then about coaching. And even to this day, yes, I've turned some pro jobs down and all that kind of stuff. So I'm happy where I'm at. But there's guys that I know that I was much better than, and people say it all the time, and I didn't get the opportunity. But you know what? Things worked out for me the way they should have worked out, and I'm extremely happy with it. But I know some, like, for example, our boxing show is going for it very well with Luther Dupree Jr., Smoke and Joe Frazier. Yes, we were picked up by Viz Television Network, and our goal is to get even bigger. And I see some shows on TV, ironically, we were just talking about this minutes ago, that we're better, much better than. And
right.
I'm going to say this, and forgive me, Pittsburgh sports media shows that we see every night. I just got done doing a show called Steel City Sports World with Luther Dupree Jr., Smoking Jim Frazier. Again, you can check out that show on PCTV.org. We are damn good. We're entertaining and we're informative. And it's just a great show. Now, I'll be very blunt with you. We don't make a nickel on that show. Every show I do, you know, I'm very into money, as you guys know by now, because I want to take care of my family. I do the show because I love those two guys, and it gives us exposure, gives us credibility. And who knows, maybe, just maybe, somebody says, those guys are what we want. And they should. And it bothers me. It's frustrating when I see shows on TV. I'm saying, oh, man, we're much better than that. And I'm very brutally honest with me and my performances and how I sound or how I look or whatever the hell it is. I'm very honest with myself because the worst thing you can do in life is lie to yourself. This is a good show. And when I see other shows, as a matter of fact, we got an email, Mark, into our audience that one guy sent for the boxing show. He says, you guys never say we're going to have to see or we will see. I guys always give an opinion. One time years ago, there was a fight. I forgot. I think it was, I don't know, Holyfield against Tyson maybe. I don't know. And this, in quotes, boxing expert said, oh, man, Tyson can hit and Holyfield can hit, and we're just going to have to wait and see. Well, no kidding, we have to wait and see. Give an opinion. You know, don't just be so bland. And most of these guys are bland. So, again, if I understand what you're saying, you have to go back to work. Yes. Don't quit your day job. But still keep plugging away until you get that hit. Because you just have to be right once.
Exactly. And as we get in the spinoff business, a lot of people chiming in and listening to it. Let's start breaking this thing down because it's really interesting, to say the least.
Well, spinoff business to me, Greg Norman, the Hall of Fame golfer and obviously very successful businessman, said in his book, it's a great book, The Way of the Shark, it's a part golf, part business book, he said he looks for adjacent space opportunities, and I label it spinoff business. Meaning, for example, and I'm dating myself here right now, but you remember the old show, On the Family,
yeah.
Right? And spinoff business from there was the Jeffersons. Good Times, the Gloria Struthers, Sally Struthers show, then Archie's Place. So there were several shows that stemmed from that one show. So on my end, let's just say, and let's not just say it's really happened. I did a hitting lesson. I do baseball training, obviously. I did a hitting lesson with this one guy with his son. Well, from one hitting lesson, I spun off to do another hitting lesson with his other son. Then from those two lessons, I did a hitting camp for his son's team. From that, I did a hitting camp for the league, okay? Now that guy also bought my book, and there's also potentially a chance I may do some speaking for him for his company. spinoff, or adjacent space opportunities. So whenever you do business with somebody, you know, really – you don't make any money until you have one customer. But maybe from
right.
that one customer, you can have different funnels of opportunity, different funnels of income. Like I did a speaking engagement about a month ago to some managers from this one particular company here in Pittsburgh. Okay, now from that one engagement, it looks like I'm going to be speaking to their employees next, spinoff. And that guy who hired me also wants me to speak to high school athletes here locally, three things. He bought my book, four things. So maybe I gave it to him, but you see what I'm trying to say. Don't just look for, you know, okay, so okay, this is it. It's a one and done, right? No. See if you can offer something else to that company. See if you can be an asset, a plus to that company in other ways. Not just be a taker. What else can I do for that company? For example, this company again. Yes, I was a help to their managers. Great. But you know what? I think I can be helpful to their employees too, right? So bang, I'm doing something for their employees. So what do you have in your arsenal, in your pocket, in your talent pool that can help that person that you're dealing with? Okay, like I said, okay, yes, I helped the guy with his son's hitting. Yes, I helped the team with his son's team hitting. Yes, I helped with the league hitting. And I also can help his company, spin off business.
You know, you bring some great points up, and I like that because I remember growing up and my dad had a little janitorial business, and, you know, if he needed something done and he couldn't handle it, then you got to sub it out. Somebody that specialized in the floor, somebody that specialized in the window cleaning, something that. And these days, you got to almost be the all access where you cover everything. I know when, you know, you go out there and you try to sell your shows, the first thing you want to do is lay everything down to impress them. So that way then, you know, that you can add the little things to solidify it. And what I mean by that is if you're talking to a program director with your extensive knowledge and background, it's very impressive. So when you throw it out there and then you say, well, I got all these, then it's like, wow, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing – so it's just not like you're just doing one thing. And I think that's what it is today, even on jobs. And, you know, as we get more and more people listening to the show and talking about it, you got to be multitasked to the point where if you weren't running a registered, well, now you got to step up if somebody's on a break and you got to do that and stock the shelves and drive the forklift if that might entitle it and drive the delivery truck. Because I think what's happening today, Claudio, is in our society is it's not so much the age, you know, as much as how much can a guy do, and that's what it's coming down to, because if a guy can do 2, 3, you know, 4 or 5 tasks in a restaurant or something, you know, he's a big piece of the pie here.
Great points, and a couple things to that. Number one, one of the best things that I've had at CMU, and really everywhere, but especially CMU, is I've had players who can play multiple positions. 1 year, believe it or not, I had no catchers, none. So I had one young man, Rainer Nunez, who's a fantastic young man, successful businessman, very intelligent guy, but he's a wonderful person. I knew that he could – he was a great pitcher, but I knew that he could catch because he was a great athlete. He never caught before. Went back there, did a great job. I've done that with a young man named Jimmy Stedman out of Philadelphia. I've been able to pick the right guy to do multiple things. How valuable that is to me as a coach. But to the prior point, when you talked about going to different people, the old saying that people don't buy the vacuum cleaner, they buy the vacuum cleaner salesman. Okay, so whenever you go for an interview, whenever you're doing it, sell yourself first. Now, maybe I don't like to use the word sell, but tell people who you are. Chuck Knox, the former NFL head coach for the LA Rams, Buffalo Bills, Seattle Seahawks, who, as I said before on this show, I'm sure he was like an uncle to me. Chuck used to say, he used to call it eighth grade Swickley. Swickley is a little town, that's where I'm from, 13 miles outside of Pittsburgh, that's where Chuck was. Eighth grade Swickley meant common sense. When you do an interview or you talk to somebody who you're pitching yourself to, because, and this was one of our episodes, you are the product, you are the business.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say sell yourself, but make yourself valuable to that company, to that team. You know, how can – because let's face it, every company, team, whatever, radio program, a TV station, they want somebody who's going to help their business. What can you – look, oh, I'm a wonderful guy, terrific, but if I couldn't coach or if I couldn't talk or if I didn't know what I was talking about, people say, Claudio, you're a great guy, but we don't want you. Nobody's banging down the doors for me to be a heart surgeon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Claudio's a great guy, we love him, but I don't want a knife anywhere near that guy, right? So be good at what you do, because once you get that opportunity, you have to make sure that you can get in. Gale Sayers, the Hall of Fame running back, one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time, his favorite, his most known quote was, all I need is 17 inches. 17 inches and I'll run to daylight. For me, all I needed was an opportunity in professional baseball, and I knew I'd run to daylight. All I needed was an opportunity to do a show like this, which thank God Mark gave me, or the boxing authorities, or Smokin' Jim Frazier years ago when I met him, he believed in me to put me on this particular show, Steel City Sports World. Luther Dupree, the producer, the content writer, liked me, thank God, and thought I had something to add to the show. And here I am, I don't know, 12, 13 years later, if not more, maybe more, 16, 15 years later, doing this show. And so once you get that opportunity, you have to shine. But again, spin-off business is incredibly important for your business and for your financial life and also for your reputation, because people know that you can do different things. You're not just a one-trick pony. But again, the spin-off business part comes from you saying to yourself, okay, I can change a tire, yes, but I can also fix a carburetor, yes. I can also fix a windshield, yes. In other words, try to be a one-stop shop if you can.
Well, that's the big thing today. And, you know, it used to be years ago you hit a certain age and, you know, they put you out the pasture because they thought you were, you know, the perception was you couldn't keep up with the young guys. But I will tell you that's all changed now. I mean, it really has across the board. I mean, if you got extensive knowledge and stuff, that's where it comes down to, and that's where you can write your own ticket. And, you know, I remember a quick story. A guy was telling me, he said, you need about 10 stations before you can be syndicated. And I said, no, I disagree with that. And the guy goes, why is that? I said, because all you need is one opportunity. And when I used to do the wrestling, that's all I needed was the one opportunity for them to come up with a gimmick on me, sell T-shirts, and, you know, rile up the crowd. So you don't need nine other opportunities when one opportunity. We talked about the gentleman that was talking about Mike Breen, you know, getting an opportunity, being on the Imus in the morning show. There's a lot of those. I mean, you really think about it. If you just catch that timing, I think timing is everything. That's the big thing, and that should be a topic to talk about on Monday Night Impact 2 one of these days, is timing, because I think timing is the key to everything. Timing's the key to, you know, if you go in a Salvation Army and you're looking for something and you happen to hit it and the price is right and everything, it's timing. If you get a job opportunity and somebody's calling, it's timing. So that's another one to really break down with the listeners here.
I wrote that down. That's a great topic, is timing and opportunity. And yeah, I can't wait to do that one. And you're right, you know. But like I said, it's hard to be rejected. It's hard to ask. To be honest with you, it's even hard to ask people to, you know what? Okay, I'm doing hitting lessons with your kids. How would you like me to do a hitting lesson with me or hitting camp for your entire team? Sure, it may feel uncomfortable, but you have to break through that uncomfortability, which we already talked about. That being comfortable with the uncomfortable. But again, you know, you have to be not annoying. You know, you don't want to be a pest. You don't want to come off bad. But again, tell people what you have to offer, how you can help them, not how much money you can make. That's a byproduct. How you can help them. I can help your son be a better hitter. Or if you listen to our show, I think we can help you be better in business, more successful in business,
right,
and put a light bulb over your head and give you an idea. Then you go from there. But like you said, like Mark Cuban always says, you have to be right one time. Everybody thinks that maybe like all those guys on Shark Tank, they just hit it one time. No, it was a lot of failures, okay? A lot of failures.
Yeah.
Like there's an old story. There was a guy who developed a soda. It was a pretty good tasting soda. It was called 1-Up. The guy said, no, thank you. Then 2-Up, no thanks. 3-Up, 4-Up, 5-Up, no, we don't like it. 6-Up, please, we don't like it. Then 7-Up, right? It hit, right?
Yeah.
So there's the pop 7-Up, right? So you have to keep at it. But again, I urge people to try not to be a one-and-done. Remember those sitcoms, at least in the 70s. I don't watch any sitcoms now. I don't even know if they do have spinoffs. But in the 70s and 80s, okay, again, especially in the 70s, again, using All in the Family. From there, you had you had Jefferson's, you had Maude, as I said, Good Times, and then the Maid had a show, 227. That show was called 227.
Alice.
It was like five or six. No. The lady who was George Jefferson's maid.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's in my damn tongue. I forgot. I forgot. But anyway, but her show was called, I want to say it was called 227, I think. But anyway, so the producers of All in the Family, okay, I want to say their name was Lear, almost positive. From there, you had like 5-6 shows. From the show Dallas, remember the nighttime soap opera? I think there was some shows spun off from that. They said, okay, maybe this character can carry his own weight, like the Jeffersons on All in the Family. This family, people love this family. Let's have our own sitcom with them. And obviously the rest is history, one of the iconic shows of all time. So, again, adjacent space opportunities, what Greg Norman calls it. I like for him, okay, he has the golf. He was a golf course. He was a golf player, golfer, obviously. Then he went to golf course design. And he said, okay, maybe we can buy real estate and build homes on those golf courses, adjacent space opportunities. Then he also has clothing. Well, those people who buy the golf, who play golf and own those condos on the golf course, they like golf. Maybe they'll buy my clothing. They did. You know what? I also sell wine. Maybe it's a high-end wine. Maybe they'll like that.
Right.
Bang. So from one customer, and I'm sure there's millions of them, but from one customer, they play on his golf course, they buy his clothes, they buy the beef, they buy the wine, and they live on his, I believe it's called Medalist Real Estate, I'm pretty sure. Medalist is definitely the property. So from one family, one guy, he has several different products, let's just say,
exactly,
that he can sell. That's how you do it.
Okay, to wrap this up, because we're approaching less than 3 minutes, to wrap the spinoff business, the preview Monday, 7 o'clock your time, 4 o'clock my time out here on the West Coast, and then let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. But let's put a finishing touch on this spinoff and talk about what we're going to be talking about this coming Monday.
So we're on 7 o'clock on Mondays now, p.m.? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, just to make the 7 Eastern. Okay, got it. Again, I repeat, just look at a customer and how else, look at this, think about this mindset. What else can I do for this customer? That's it. What else can I do for this customer? What other abilities do I have that can help this customer in his business, in his life? And everybody wants help, and everybody wants somebody they can trust and that they like. So as far as next week, Dan Marino, the Hall of Fame quarterback, somebody who I respect and admire a ton, I've had the good fortune of meeting him several times, a good guy. He has a saying called, he says, you can do more, you can always do more. Mario Andretti, who was on my show, one of my heroes as well, along with Dan Marino, and a wonderful guy, he has a saying, and I'll mention this again next week, if you have everything under control, you're not going fast enough. And me, I always say, keep accomplishing. And that is, okay, you've accomplished something. Terrific. Let's do more. Okay, let's go after another accomplishment. You won a championship. Go win another one. You were successful getting that client. Let's go get another client. You opened this business. Let's open up another one. You know, keep succeeding. Keep accomplishing. Keep chasing, because that'll give you life and excitement. So that's what we're going to talk about
exactly.
Next.
Exactly. And let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, Claudio.
All
you
right.
Got your hands in a lot of things, and you're right, Smoking Jim Frazier, a great, great guy.
Yeah, that's right. You know him now. Love Smoking Jim.
Yeah.
Love Luther. Just wonderful, wonderful people who every time you see them and you leave them, you're in a better mood. So anyway, you can get a hold of me on ClaudioRelsano.com. You see our shows on there, my book. You can contact me. Please do. The Boxing Authorities, live.vivtv.network, or go to, you can do that. And then on my YouTube channel, Claudio Relsano TV, and subscribe and leave some comments. And no Danica today. We missed Danica.
Yeah, we'll probably see her on Monday. Usually she gets on a Monday and stuff. Yeah, a lot of people chiming in, and hard to write these things down and play codes at the same time. But, man, we had a lot of people. We even had people from Vancouver, Canada, coming in on tonight's show.
Well, I appreciate them. And I appreciate the callers and the listeners to this show. You have no idea, and I mean this from my heart, you have no idea how much we appreciate. And don't forget about my book, Lead from the Heart Up, Not the Neck Up, How to Create a Positive Winning Culture on the Field and in the Office, which you get on my website. But thank you so much to the listeners of this show. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And for Claudio Rosano out there in Pittsburgh, yours truly, Mark Mancini, out in Los Angeles, thanks for tuning in to the special Monday night edition here on Wednesday. We'll be back next Monday. 7 o'clock Pittsburgh time, 4 o'clock our time. Then we'll get to the regular time of 6 o'clock Pittsburgh the following week, 3 o'clock out here in Los Angeles. Stay tuned for the top of the hour from Indianapolis, John, Eli, and Peggy, a cooking show, so that should be interesting. Till then, have a blessed one, guys, and check out the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/ManCitySports. Good night.